Blog Talk Radio.
Doing the best I can with what I've got.
You are listening to Flow Therapy, and that is the late Bishop Lee Mitchell doing the best I can with what I got. You're listening to Flow Therapy, and this is Coco, and I'm here with Frank, and we are back. We're back.
Yeah, we are. We're back. We're here. We're sitting here getting ready to bring things back in. This is a great song going out to the late Reverend Bishop Lee Mitchell, Coco's dad. Passed away over the holidays, and this is a great rendition.
This is one of my favorite songs.
She's partial.
It gets you to move. It gets you to moving. You cannot not tap your feet.
She's partial.
I am.
She's partial. But anyway, we got a great show for you guys this week. We're getting ready to make some stuff happen right about now. So we're gonna jump into some hot topics. Coco, you doing some things? You going by your alias? You put your cape on. You know, you were a Bernadette Holder, so now you jumping in with.
I got my cape on.
You got your cape on.
I got my cape.
Okay, but since you got your cape on, Miss Bernadette, we switching over to Coco. Boom! Let's jump into hot topics. What are we going to talk about this week?
Well, you know, I really wanted to talk about the NAACP. I saw this today, and it's very interesting to me. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I happen to see a post. And from what I understand, the young lady who works for and has a position at the NAACP was passing for black.
Okay, what do you mean passing? For those who don't know, what you mean? You mean she was acting like?
What was she doing? From my understanding, and like I said, I don't have all the details, but from what I understand, everyone thought she was black, and she wanted it that way. It appears.
Could it be that she just was putting it on the person, and if you thought that, that's so be it, and she just never said that?
I would have said that, but then today I saw a clip of someone who outright asked, you know, are you black? And she did everything but to run off that camera.
Whoa.
She didn't say yes, she didn't say no, and then her parents actually were the ones who came out and said she is half Czech and half, so that's not black.
Well, yeah, I guess it's not. Well, before I forget, I want to say thank you and hello to everybody out there, and also to our new engineer, Miss Tierra
LaTierra.
She's sitting on the board. She's learning, y'all. She's learning. She's doing it, y'all. She's doing it. She's coming in. She's getting ready to get her FCC license in a little bit. And I know she's going to remind me about 3 or 4 months. Did you fill out the paperwork?
She is very good at what she does. And
yes, she
does all things well.
Yeah. So we want to say a big thank you and shout out to her. Now I'm not sitting behind the board, y'all. I can actually sit here and talk.
We can interact.
There we go.
On the side of the table.
Okay. Now let's jump back into this. I have to say that the National Association of the Advancement of Color People is really letting me down with the topic that we were just discussing, because this is the second incident in 24, 48 months whereas they got hoodwinked. Now,
I know.
It's really trifling, to put it that way. And let's just bring it back real fast. The lady who Coco was talking about, she was working for the NAACP. Okay, now let's go back for about maybe 24 months. If anybody out there remembers the name Donald Sterling, you will also remember the name. You also would know that this man is the owner of the Clippers. He had a huge bust out with the Clippers because everybody knows what he said. You know, we don't have to go into the N-word and everything else. But did you realize that the National Advancement of the Association of Colored People, no, the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People, what did they do? And I'm going to keep saying that out again. What did they do? They honored that man two times.
They honored him twice.
Right. And you would think that they would have a vetting system and figure some stuff out in between. Now, between that and what happened today, there was even a blip bump in the road when they had an issue with the president of the local Los Angeles chapter in between that. So the NAACP is taking a lot of bumps. So,
well, understandably so, because, I mean, how does that happen? What I don't understand is when you have to go for a position and they're checking out your resume, even if you say you went to college and you didn't go to college, there's an issue. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand how you take on that position. And they clearly, I mean, I saw the way her hair was wrapped. Not to say that Caucasian people do not have locks or what have you. But when I first saw her picture, I thought she was a very light skinned person. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think that she was white. I thought she was black. And that was just by the picture. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw another picture, her hair was curly. And I was like, wow, she, you know.
Okay, but you know what would have been a dead giveaway if she had a flat butt? That would have been a dead giveaway.
That's not always the case.
I'm just saying, dead giveaway.
This is uncommon gospel. Uncommon gospel.
Sorry. I'm just saying that would have been a dead giveaway. She's fronting. But anyway, in that vein of what's going on, to get real serious about that, I think that if she hadn't been saying, you know, that she's black, you know, that would have been whatever you thought. That's been an issue with you. But because she was doing that, there needs to be, in my opinion, there needs to be some type of criminal charges pressed down on her, because she literally took somebody else's place who could have possibly been in that chair and got some other benefits that could have benefited that other person, who could have been the runner up for the chapter or something like
that. I think that's the issue I have.
That's the issue I have, because we all know, being black in America, you're struggling anyway. And not to mention that there's so many issues going on in black America. We're not even going to talk about, you know, the police beating down these young teenage boys and things like that. We're not even going to go there. But what we are going to say is that we are already having enough issues locally and nationally, and we don't need another one like this. And this is somebody taking food out of somebody else's mouth who doesn't deserve or doesn't even need to do that. So,
no, and the thing is, one thing that was interesting, and before I do that, I'd like to give out the number, because if there's anyone who has another point of view or has the same point of view, you can call in 888-414-1732.
What's the number again?
888-414-1732. Okay. Now, my issue is, you know, her mom said at the very tail end of the video that I saw, she said she could have very well been herself and still helped the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. I don't understand why she didn't do that.
I don't either. But, you know, speaking of NAACP and speaking of color issues, let's talk about what happened to us last night. So yeah, we're just keeping it really personal. Like,
about last night.
Yeah, about last night. And since LaTierra is sitting behind the board, she was also a witness, so you all don't think it was just me. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to tell the story. I'm going to let you tell the story.
No, well, you can tell. Well, no. The one thing I will say, it's pretty ironic that the name of the screening that we were at and the way she was acting. That's
okay, you know. Now, everybody out there, let's... Should I do a quick recap real fast?
Please.
Okay, quick recap. Being that we're press, we were invited to a screening. The Los Angeles Times was doing something called the Emmy Envelope, where they honor a certain show, you know, and they do that every year. We got the invite. My assistant and my co-partner over here, Ms. LaTierra Plain, she got a confirmation email saying we were basically given confirmation to go to the event. Okay, now we get to the event. Usually when we get to the event and we walk up to the desk, we say, hey, we're here. Is this my name? Is this your name? Is this her name? Usually they say either yay, we see you, or no, we don't see you.
Right.
When they say that they don't see you, it's usually not an issue, because usually we pull out, you know, an email, a confirmation email, and say, okay, well, we didn't come here, you know, just out of the whim. You know, we here, and this is the confirmation email. Oh, and FYI, being that we're living in L.A., you have to always have a confirmation email.
Yes.
Have to, because you can't walk up and say, well, you know, Sed and them and Pookie and them told me that we can come and roll in and think that you're going to get in, because
no,
that's not going to happen.
Work that way.
Now, this is where I have an issue with. We walked up. We said we were here. The people behind the table were white. Three of us were black. Now, normally, I'm not prejudiced in any way, shape, or form. Let me just say that. But I felt something the way she was talking to me and the tone she had. I was upset about the tone that she was saying. And she was saying, she didn't say, no, I don't see you. She said, I don't see you. Literally like that to me. That's the way I took it. Am I wrong?
Right.
Am
no,
I?
No, you're right.
Sierra, am I wrong? I mean, am I? No, she's shaking her head. No. Okay. That's the way I said it. Then I said, okay, well, here's my email. I'm going to have Tierra pull up the confirmation email so you can see it and tell me, you know, mm-hmm, and that easily should be. You should see us. We should get in. Right. She said, okay, well, I have to be honest. I don't know who you all are dealing with, but I work for the LA Times, and I don't know you, and I didn't send out the email, and I don't know her. So I said, okay, well, being that you don't know her and you don't know her, I didn't come here out of the clear blue sky. I didn't just say, hey, this event is going on, and it just came to me. That's not how it worked. Then this other dude who was sitting here with her, this fool, ended up saying, what did he say? I was so upset.
He said, well, that's just like going to the bank and trying to take out $50.
And yeah, that's how you could do it. You could just go to the bank. I said, no, it's not the same. I'm pressed. I was invited to come here. Now, here's what happened after that makes me say, okay, this is what's going on. I think this is racial. They ended up doing a raffle where they say, okay, first come, first serve. They're going to give away the tickets. We took our tickets. We left. We are walking to the screening. This lady came running down the hallway.
Yes.
I heard some feet coming up behind me. I glanced, and she grabbed my arm and said, excuse me, I didn't give you any tickets. How did you get in here? I said, lady, my tickets are right here. Coco stopped. La Tierra stopped. I stopped. We looked at this woman like she was sick in the head because she ran down. And granted, I'm easily embarrassed. So a white woman running down the hallway with a whole bunch of other white people, and we're the only black people in the hallway, and they come and running down, and they pull you out. Excuse me, you don't have any tickets. That's really, really embarrassing. I just was so angry. But,
well, the thing that was so bad about it was it wasn't the fact that she did that. But then on top of it, instead of saying, I'm so sorry, she said, oh, I just wanted to make sure you got in when you told her you had tickets.
Yeah.
Like, really?
That was clearly a lie.
That was not the case.
And La Tierra said something that made me laugh. What she say? She said, you could have handled that different. And then she said, you know how La Tierra talks with her hand like this. you could have did this. She put her hand up and she had me roll. And she said, but that's not how I would have did. But I'm just saying. she knows as usual. She lightens the mood because I was heated. I was so heated. I know I was pink. I was turned into a pink person.
But I mean, it was just clearly that to me that was so unnecessary.
It was.
And the thing was, we waited, and when you did actually make the call to actually get the executive producer on the phone, her mouth dropped, and then she still had a problem, or she was trying to save face. I think that's what she was doing. I think that's what she was doing. I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, but you have to repeat that part because what she didn't know was that I knew the executive producer.
Yeah, and then her mouth dropped, and it was just
now people out there wondering what we're talking about. Well, this is what happened. I told the lady behind the desk. I said, you know what? You don't have my tickets. Well, this is what I'll do. I'll call Kenya Barris. She said, who's Kenya Barris? I said, he's the executive producer of the show.
Now that's another problem I have. How are you there to do the whole event, and the event would not happen if it were not for him, but you don't know who he is.
Exactly. But because the problem is they were dealing with minions. Let's be honest. They were dealing with the little small people. They were dealing with the ABC and the publicity for them. She said, well, I'm dealing with ABC press. And I said to her, well, I'm dealing with the executive producer of the show. So, I don't know who you're dealing with. That's who I'm dealing with. And that's who I'm calling right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to give him your name. Your name is, and she turned into another pink person. So I said, this is what I'm going to do. And I was typing, boop, 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 boop. What's your name again? My name is Allison. I said, okay, Allison. Boop, 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 boop. Then, now, I should put this up and say, you know, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if that was one of those moments. I don't know. I just listen.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's tough being black in America. But anyway, moving on.
I digress.
I know we're not gonna move on. Next hot topic, sister. What is it?
Well, the next topic that I had was Zoe Saldana.
Okay, what's that?
Her and her husband. Her husband actually just recently took her last name.
Hmm.
Yes.
Please explain.
Yes.
Please explain.
Well, I heard that
when they got married.
When they got married, instead of her taking his last name, which is usually the custom, mm-hmm. and not everybody has to do it or everybody does it, but
I don't know anybody
who
doesn't do that.
The female typically takes on the last name of the male. Well, he took on her last name, and I have to find out because I want to remember what his first name is.
I have to say, while you're looking for that, I have to say, they must have been having a lot of arguments behind the scenes before they got married, and he must be thinking about, obviously being able to walk away. I'm going to walk away with half because I need to take her last name. That's the only thing I could think of. You
no,
know?
I don't know. I don't know.
See, she's going blank, y'all. This is the same time. And then, let's bring back a year ago. We weren't here sitting in the same studio. We were having this conversation about Eve and her husband.
Oh, no. This is a gospel show.
That's all right. I'm just saying. I'm not going to talk nasty, dirty. We're going to just. This is the same premise. Whereas I was
it's
telling.
It's not the same.
It's the same.
It's not the same.
Okay. Well, we said a year, almost a couple months ago, Eve got married. She used to be a stripper. She married a billionaire. Sorry.
Lord have mercy. We're going back to Zoe Saldana.
Okay.
Zoe Saldana.
Zoe Saldana. She's successful. She is.
She's very successful.
The topic was that she became very popular and she hit it big because her brother called and said, who hit it big?
She hit it big. We are not talking about Eve.
Looks like I'm going to be sleeping on the couch, y'all.
This is a gospel program.
Okay.
You know what?
Zoe Saldana.
That's who we're talking about.
Her husband is going to be her husband, and he's going to also be sleeping on the couch in a little while, too, because his boys are going to put him on the couch.
And he said he didn't care what people thought.
Well, that's good.
He said he did not care about what people thought. His name is Marco Perego.
Not anymore. It's
and
Marco
he, it's
Saldana.
Marco Saldana.
Actually, that sounds better than Marco Pierre.
I think maybe that was some of the issue, but he said he didn't care what people thought.
Sierra's looking at his picture of him. What's he look like, Sierra?
He's Italian, but I don't
he's
know.
Italian?
Yes.
Wow.
And that's what's surprising, but
whoa.
You know.
I saw him before. I think, is it the same guy that she was with when we saw them on the red carpet? Because they've been together for a long time. But anyway, okay, we're going to keep this thing moving on. I need some bells and whistles behind. Oh, what's up with Latieri? Can we get some bells and whistles? Like maybe like a space noise or something?
He wants the spaceship. You're dealing with a Trekkie.
Yes, I am. I'm dealing with a Trekkie. Yeah, go ahead. You can hit that button. Boo. There you go. She's working it. There she is, y'all. She's working it, y'all. I still don't hear nothing. I don't hear nothing. Okay, we're going to get to that part. What's the next hot topic?
Well, earlier we were talking about. Did you get it?
Go ahead, keep talking.
There it is.
You got it?
That sounds like something not from Star Trek. Sounds like something from Transformers.
Boom! That's our next hot topic. So let's do that every time. Maybe we can do another hot topic. Boom! Bam! Okay.
That sounds like something from Transformers.
Okay, well, we're gonna do Transformers. Let's transform into the next topic.
Well, I wanted to talk about parenting and moms who need the help. And as a matter of fact, that was one of the episodes that we saw on Black-ish last night.
We could do that. Can I just interrupt and say one thing? Can we play Erica's hot new song? Let everybody hear that.
I want to hear that.
Up. Let's let everybody hear that.
Well, you know what? Because the video just came out this past week.
It did.
And I absolutely love the video. I love the video. I love the song.
I love it too. That's why I was like, let's play.
I think it's hot. And one thing that is really interesting to me, that has been a topic of conversation.
It's been a hot topic of conversation. Christians around the country are talking about that. And I think another question should be, is that too racy? Do you think she did too much?
It's not racy at all. It's edgy.
That's okay, but
edgy
do you think she
is
did
a good
too,
word. I don't think racy.
Do you think she did
good.
Too much?
No, I don't.
Not Tia, do you think she did
because,
too much?
I think because everybody does it different.
I think she got the younger
generation. This is Latierre, y'all. Go ahead.
This is Latierre speaking. I think she got the younger generation with that song because that's the type of records people are listening to, that type of beat,
right,
is what's getting young people to jam in the club or whatnot.
Well,
so,
older Christians are having a heart attack about that right now.
But it's like you can't get the old school, the old glory, glory, glory with the young school.
Pre-system.
You're not going to get them with Amazing Grace.
You're not in that era anymore.
You'll get them
to
sleep.
And then you get mad at them when they're not paying attention. They're not getting that focus from
right.
that. So I think
right.
by that song, it's a great song, got the beat that brings them in, and maybe a song after that
very
will keep
well
them
said.
Going in. That's what I think.
Very well said.
I
very
think
well
that's
said.
A good point.
I think that's very well said. As a matter of fact, she's right on point with that because there's a lot of young people out there who are looking out, trying to figure out, I need to talk to God. Does God hear me? I need to create a relationship with God. And you come in and they come into church and you hit them with Amazing Grace, they're going to be like, this is not it. I'm just not feeling it. Yeah, they're going to turn around and go out. All I had to hear her say they're going to turn around and go out. I guess she forgot her mic was off when she said that statement. Yeah. But my point is it's so true, because what happens is that people, they come to church at any age. And the younger people, even though a lot more younger kids sinning right now, there are droves of people who are younger who are coming to the church. Like,
they are. And the thing about it is, I think that, you know, there are different types of music in every genre. So I don't think one person should be tied to any set type of music. And honestly, I think we express ourselves differently.
Who's the person who said,
wants to do that, then I think that's her choice.
And who's the person who said what music is supposed to be played and what's not? I'd just like to know who that person is.
I don't know, but I think that's when you get into being judgmental, and we're not supposed to do that. We're not, especially when you gauge someone's Christianity on their choice of song that they like to sing or listen to.
Really?
So that's just me. You can't say that somebody loves God or that they love God less because they're not singing the music that you think they should sing.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And as a matter of fact, I think that should be a hot topic, because not just for this show, I'm just saying for all the churches nationally, because that's what they should be doing. They should have these younger pastors, but right now the church is getting slammed on TV with these reality shows. Church is getting slammed just by the way they're handling, you know, overall things, overall topics. And now when Erica comes out with this song, they're trying to bash it. Instead of saying, you know what, open arms, we're going to accept you anyway, like they supposed to be preaching in the Bible.
Right.
Now, guess what? It's always something. That's just my
opinion. And the whole thing, it's not, I mean, you clearly know who she's singing about.
Mm-hmm.
You clearly know and see her love for God. So I would be interested to see what everybody else is thinking. We're going to listen to it, but I'll give you the number. Give us a call and let us know what you think. The number is 888-414-1732.
The number again is 888-414-1732. And here's the song right about now. I guess not. We it's coming.
Technical difficulty.
Hold on. We're going to keep things happening.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? What? I don't think that I can live no other way. Stupid told me that I don't wanna ache. I done seen them blessings in the modern day. Lord, I say forgive them to me every day. I don't even need you, all I need is how I'm feeling.
Shoot.
Love him, I love him.
You're on, sister. You're on.
Oh, I'm on. Oh, We're back.
Yes, we're back. She's up there so busy worrying about this Periscope thing.
I know a lot of folk gonna think I'm hating or whatever, but it's the truth. Anyhow.
I'm trying to tell you this.
I am so sorry. You know what? I love that song. I don't understand how you can sit and not move when that song comes on. I don't understand. I do love that.
Please tell everybody, Latiera, what you just said about that. Because we were having a conversation off air, and being that we were having it off air, she has to say this on the air. I think it's so pertinent, you know, about this music and today. Can you just repeat what you just said to me off the air about the music, this song? Cut your mic on. There you go.
I was just saying. It's for the younger generation.
Right.
It brings it to where they hear that song and they're jamming in their car and maybe they want to see this person. Maybe they don't know who she is yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want to see this person perform it live. And
right.
maybe it's at a youth convention.
Right.
Or maybe it's at a church. Let me just go see
right.
who she is. And then within that, the Lord can even touch them while they're at the church
exactly.
or wherever location they're at, not necessarily in the church. And that can lead them on to start going, let me try go to church this Sunday, or, you know, let me try. And then that can lead them to a relationship with God. Not necessarily, oh, glory, without the music
exactly.
is going to lead them to a relationship.
I
Maybe
agree.
This can lead them to a relationship. Every generation is different.
I agree.
And I know I didn't say exactly that off the air, but that's roughly what I said off
I
the
agree.
Air.
I agree.
But we were talking about Erica Campbell's new song. And the name of the new song is "I Love God" and I love God. Okay, Miss Coco, what you think about it?
I love it. I love it. I love that song. I love the energy of that song, and I think that it makes me move and it makes me feel good. And I know who she's singing about and who she's singing for. So I it's not for everybody, but neither is Amazing Grace.
Ain't that the truth? Because I fall asleep almost every time.
It's a great song. It's a great hymn, but it doesn't move everybody the same. And I think, I don't think anybody should be criticized for liking or not liking.
Okay, well, while we're talking about the song, can you tell everybody, and while we're broadcasting live, can you say hi to all your Periscope people out there, too? Because we're broadcasting live.
Hi to everybody who's watching Flow Therapy. This is Frank and Coco, and we are here with Miss Latiera Plain. And we thank you for tuning in. We're on the Uncommon Gospel Network, and we want you to go to uncommonmag.com to check us out. And stay tuned.
Okay, now we're going to hit that. And go to another hot topic, which is what we talk about, Willis. What's the next one? What's the next one?
Well, no, earlier we were talking about parenting.
That's what we were going
to
talk about.
That was a topic, and when you need to get help, and especially when you're dealing with single moms,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
why is it that the mom carries the burden of being a single parent.
See, now we could talk about this till tomorrow. You know, this is one of those topics.
And the thing is, to be fair, there are some guys who also do the same, but for the most part, I do see more women being the only caretaker or, parent. And that's not fair.
Okay, here's... I have many takes on this, but I'm going to narrow it down to one. I don't know why it happens to be like that. I don't know what it is. But I do know if it takes two to make them, it should be take two to raise them. And the funny thing about that is it's a lot of work to raise one child. It's really a lot. So when you see a woman around with one child and everything else, and she's with the child constantly, that is so much work. I don't know how you could be sane and do that. Like, everybody needs help. like a day or two off where, you know what, like this is going to be my day where I unwind and I go to the movies and I go to the spa and I get my feet rubbed, or, you know, whatever you do. And then if you want to have a family day, you know, with, you know, you and the baby and the baby's father, then you should and could do that. But all you people out there who are listening, and, you know, if you know somebody who's a daughter who has a baby, or a sister who has a baby, or somebody like, please reach out. This is our community service moment. Please reach out. Right. So, you know what? I'm going to let me mind that baby for you for a day or two, because we know you need a break.
Or a father who has a baby.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. That's true, because it there, you know, it does go both ways. But I think whoever is the guardian, whoever is doing that 24/7, you do need a break. Mm-hmm. You do need a break.
And it's tough. So all I know is that, you know, since you're doing so much work, and it's a lot of people to sit there and say, you know, I don't think they really need a break and everything else. Well, mind the baby for 6 hours.
Right.
Mind the baby for 6 hours.
Right.
And
I agree.
And then after that, then you get to stay and say whether or not you this is what you want.
I agree.
So anyway, what's the next topic? What are we going to talk about?
You are asking me two things at one time, and I can't grasp it.
Okay, y'all. I'm going to just ask it out loud. We're going to play another CD. I was asking her what track number.
I would love the other CD.
The other CD's over there. We're about to play it. What track number?
Six.
Okay, that's what I was asking you. What track?
But you saying that, and then what topic? What track?
For the people who are here that are listening, and what track so nobody knew. But now you put my business all on Front Street.
Well, technically.
Exactly. Right. Technically.
I guess I did it, huh?
Thank you, Tiara.
Boy, you can't win for losing. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. We're number six.
Yeah.
As I witness the stars illuminate tonight, and feel the warmth of the morning, of the morning sunlight, how the rhythm of the rain beating on my windowpane, how it calms my strife. And you created my lady, so amazing. She's everything I like.
And Coco didn't want that song.
I think it was the one because I didn't have the case. I think it was the one before that. Although that was Uncle Reese. I love Uncle Reese. That's it right there.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back.
First, let me start by saying I ain't here to judge nobody. Some of y'all looking depressed, soaking in your problems, worried about tomorrow, and tomorrow isn't promised. My worship is for real, I'm just being honest. I choose to focus on the one who saved my soul. When I think about his goodness, I lose control. And I turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. Can't help myself, can't help myself, I can't help myself. When I get the praise and I've been in this place, I lose my breath, I lose my breath. I can't help myself. When I get to praise and I've been this way, can't help myself. Can't help myself. I can't help myself. 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 Yeah. When I get to praise and I've been this way, silence my praise until I pass out and hit the floor. Get up, catch my breath, ready to worship some more. Please don't look at me funny, because I get excited when I jump around the room. Instead of judging, you should try it. We go going like a shotgun, ready to blow. Spin around on the ground like a merry-go-round. Turn down, I can't. Worship goes hard in the place. What we do is not a hobby, and I don't care about who's watching. It's my life and I'm gonna live it. It's my praise and I'm gonna give it. Yeah, turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better. We gon' turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up to another level. We gon' give him all the praise, cause it ain't nobody better.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself. When I get to praise and I'm in this place, I lose my breath. I lose my breath.
I lose my breath.
Can't help myself. When I get to praise and I'm in this place,
can't help myself. Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
Can't help myself.
When I get to praise and I'm in this place,
can't help myself. I want you and no one else. Like a fish needs water, yeah. Like a flower needs rain. Oh, I need you. I'm completely yours. We have the light that can save.
We are back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back.
She cut him all off, holding this off.
He was doing altar call. That was his altar call.
As it was.
That was Uncle Reese. I love that song.
That was Uncle Ree. She cut him off before he came out.
He was getting ready to get into it, the last part of the song. But it's okay.
Tierra, why you cut him off when he was doing the altar call? Tierra, why you cut him off when he was doing the altar call? Don't try to bring him back in now. It's too late.
Praise the Lord. I had my finger up and walked out. You ain't tiptoe out with that one finger up.
Now, what is that about the one finger?
I have no idea.
But everybody's been doing it for years. You taught me the finger thing.
I know. It's something you do
in the
church.
I think it means like, excuse, pardon me, sorry.
Right, right. It's almost like you're on stealth mode.
And then you tiptoe out. You got
to
bend over.
You know what? When I first met her, let me tell you a story. When I first met her, we went to church together for the first time. You all jumped up and shook me like, hold your finger up. You like, hold your finger up. Hold my finger up. I'm all like, I'm thinking she meant the middle finger. I'm like, man, hold on. Don't go like this.
That's so terrible. That's so terrible.
Tell me you didn't do that. You like, go like, I literally was going like this. Like, my middle, I'm in church.
You're crazy.
She literally, I'm trying to tell y'all don't understand. This woman got me in church, y'all.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
She hit me over the head and bought me into church.
Sorry, Lord.
I know, huh? I better jump before you strike me. But anyway, we're getting ready to go into another hot topic. What's my sound effect?
But speaking about church,
okay,
I wanted to talk about our church and talk about Pastor Campbell and First Lady Erica Campbell starting California Worship Center.
Okay, well, I'm going to come in right after she comes in with my sound effect. Here it is. There you go. Now.
Boom. Okay, now we're ready for the hot topic. Okay, like I was saying, Pastor Warren.
That sounded dope, though, didn't it?
First Lady Erica Campbell, I'm so excited. Their ministry, California Worship Center, is doing very well.
I got to say that their ministry and their church is doing, granted, we're partial, we go to the church, but they're going to get ready to get a lot of haters, y'all. And it's sad to say, they're going to get a lot of, and I say that because their church is amazing.
It's
amazing.
But he has a heart for the people. That to me, and he's very humble, and she's very humble.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I like that I am not a number. I like that a lot. I like when I go to church that I can make a difference and I can participate, because I have not had that for a long time. Shout out to Morningstar Baptist Church in Mattapan, Massachusetts. Bishop John Borders, pastor.
That was a quick plug. I hope he paid for that plug the way she paid it.
And also, shout out to Salvation Christian Center.
You better, because your mama will hurt you.
Pastor Mary Mitchell.
Yeah, your mama will be.
Elder.
Yes, she will. Ooh.
The late Bishop Lee Mitchell.
That's right.
All right.
Shout out to Truth Process Life Center.
There you go.
All right. All right.
Pastor,
there you go.
Teresa Plame. My mama.
All right. I didn't know you were PK.
Yeah. See, that's all we connected. That's all we connected.
I had to come to the radio show
to find
know
that
her mom was a pastor. A preacher, just a preacher. A pastor. Not that there's wrong with just being the preacher.
I told you.
I didn't know she was a pastor.
I told you she was good people. You didn't want to listen to me.
Well,
but anyway.
I already knew.
All right.
That's a whole lot. All
now,
right.
Now, since now I'm sitting here with the, you know, I guess I'm the, what's the word? The heathen. I'm the heathen of the two. Well, what are we going to talk about? What was the next topic we was about to hit?
We were going to talk about, one, I wanted to shout out to Kiara Sheard. Mm-hmm. She is dropping her clothing line, 1160, on June 20th. Mm. And from what I've seen, it's amazing. It is amazing.
I think it's unusual that a person in the gospel community is even putting out, on her level, putting out some clothes. That says a lot right there.
Well, because you have, I think, Dorinda Clark.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, they have, but they have like the suits.
Right,
and
right, right.
Church suits, which are very gorgeous too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think as for her to bring out her own clothing line.
Right.
Plus size.
Right.
And it looks nice and presentable,
mm-hmm,
and stylish and trendy.
That's it.
I think it hits. Once again, the younger generation, not younger, but, you know,
mm-hmm,
not so much the
older
generation who's wearing the suits to church every
right
Sunday, but can
right
wear a nice presentable outfit. Right?
I got to say, it's another good point she brought up, because I didn't even know that. Did you know that?
What?
Dorinda Clark?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that. See, I told you we should have had her on. I told you.
That must be a PK thing.
I can see a PK too.
Okay, now, being that this opens up the door, can I get a sound effect on this one? This opens up the door to the, what? Let me make sure I won't even hear the sound effect. This is the big hot topic of the whole month. Go ahead, let me hear that sound effect. Here it is. Big hot topic.
Boom.
Now, Bruce Jenner, y'all. That's how I got quiet. Now, I have a huge problem with a person getting a sex change. And I debated all week long with a couple of my friends. You know, some people are like, hey, if he felt he needed to do that and everything else, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, God don't make no mistakes. I know this is a gospel channel and everything else, but believe me, y'all, I wasn't saved not just that long ago. I just got saved within the last couple of years. So I still think, you know, kind of worldly every now and then. But one thing I do agree with what the gospel community says, hand over fist, is that God don't make no mistakes. Mm-hmm. If you're born a man, you're a man. If you're born a woman, you're a woman. I don't believe in switching over that. Plus, it sends the wrong signals. Now, here's my biggest issue with that. They are under so much bright light that everybody across the country can see this, and they're making it to be like it's okay to switch genders. I have an issue with that. That's my big problem.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, I can't say what he should do and what he shouldn't do, because that's his life, that's
mm-hmm
his business. But what I don't particularly care for is everything is all about Bruce Jenner. He did it. He announced it. That is his family. But I don't think that everything should be Bruce Jenner. I don't think that everything should be the Kardashians. But that's what it is. Every time you turn around, every time you look around, that is what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's just glamorizing it. I don't have a heaven or a hell to put anybody in, but it is not something that I feel that I need, that needs to be pushed on me every day mm-hmm in and day out.
And I agree.
it is his life, and I can't say who's wrong, who's not, but I think it's unfair when we have so many different things going on and to talk about. And that makes me think about Snoop was talking about earlier
mm-hmm
last week how they were bringing so much attention to him and no attention to Akon, who actually put in the solar panels for over $600 million.
Yeah, a great point. And people in Africa.
I mean, and nobody talked about that. If they did, they said it and they moved on.
I mean,
to me, that's what I have a problem with, because if you're going to do that for that one thing, then why not do the same thing for him? They really didn't even mention it, to be honest.
I don't think
the only way it got attention was when Snoop brought it, because he said something and they thought it was offensive to Bruce Jenner. Then it came out that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. What you think, PK?
I'm going to say I don't agree mm-hmm. with his change. I'd say the same thing, that I feel as if God didn't make any mistakes. You're grown. You do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion doesn't matter
mm-hmm.
to him.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I feel that it should have been done. I just feel as if when he said he's always wanted to be a woman and felt that that was coming on, I feel like maybe it's, I guess, something else deeper, that maybe there's something else deeper that he could have, or deeper level right. he could have went to try to figure out if that's truly what he wanted to do, or is that something that's just a little fake? Maybe he saw somebody who did that. How did that even come about? For me, also, when people say, this may be a little touchy, that when they're born gay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't believe that you're born gay.
I don't either.
I believe that when you're younger, you see something and you mm-hmm. learn, then you keep it going as you get older. I don't feel like you're born that way. This is my opinion.
I agree with you.
You're born that way. So I feel like I think it's something deeper mm-hmm. that maybe they haven't.
I think he should have went to
gotten to yet.
He should have had some type of psychoanalysis or something, like something.
Or
he should have
spoke about it.
Yeah,
somebody
talked to some.
And if
he did, continuously.
Maybe he did.
Okay, let's ask people out there what they think, so they can call in. What's the number?
Please call in and tell us what you think. The number is 888-414-1732.
And we can see that you all are listening. We just can't. You know, you just got to pick up. We want to hear your opinions also.
Let us know what you're thinking.
Because honestly, this is what we think, and maybe you all agree. Maybe that's why you're not calling in. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you just don't want to talk about it, because some people, this is a touchy subject. It's very touchy.
Again, that number is 888-414-1732.
Okay.
And the thing about it is I feel a certain way for the kids, because the question came up, or actually a comment came up about his kids still calling him dad. Well, what are they supposed to call you?
Mm-hmm.
But that
does send some different signals too, because now if the kids are younger, let's just say the kids are older, so they know that's their dad. But if the kids were younger, I'd have a real problem with that too. Like,
yeah, but I could be wrong. But the way it was phrased, it was like, you know, the kids are still calling him dad. Well, because that's so they lose a dad.
Yeah,
in
I
the
agree.
Process. Right.
I don't know. I'm all over the place with that.
Let's say
the kid was 5 or 7 or 10 years old, everything else, and you're calling him dad, and he switches over. He comes home, and he's a mom now, and then is he? Like, what kind of what message does that send? Like, that's not good at either.
I don't know. It's confusing.
I don't like that they're all on reality show on TV. 50 million people across America are seeing this all the time. It's just, and there are so many young people who do not have strong minds that can be easily persuaded to think that, you know what, maybe I shouldn't have this, or maybe I should have this sexually and do a sex. That's what I have a problem with. People are, you know this. And I'm sure you know this too. There are a lot of people out there who are easily persuaded to do certain mm-hmm. simple things. And
the thing about it is, you know, I know last night Kenya Barris touched on it, how television is going. You know, it's all reality, and mm-hmm. it's not great. We need to get back to storytelling and TV, because the sensationalism of, you know, of all of these shows or certain shows, it's too much. It's too much. So
sorry, y'all. Everybody heard me coming in.
Munching on those M&Ms.
I'm sorry about that. I'm going to say, every time I see you say a thing, that thing about it is, I'm going to give you a blue M&M. So now you got three.
I will take some.
So that's our topic. Okay, we're going to move on to the next.
But before I forget, I don't want to forget, I wanted to do a shout-out to Dion Payton, my godson, nephew. I would like to wish him a happy birthday, happy 21st birthday. Yesterday he turned 21. That is legal.
And he's grown now.
I cannot believe it. I saw him at the beginning of the year, and he towered over me, not just a little bit, a lot.
Yeah, he's tall.
So what will you be doing for your 21st?
Mm-hmm. He was in church. Praise the Lord. He was in church. Amen. Right now he's in church. He had a gospel celebration tonight in Philadelphia, and so I'm so excited. I know he had a good turnout because he is a worshiper, and I know that people came out to support him.
And this kid is talented.
Oh,
he's
my
talented.
Goodness. So I have to do a shout-out, and to his mom, happy birthday, because you are the mom, and she's a great mom.
Not to mention, this boy is 6'3", 6'4",
oh
he's tall.
Goodness, he
was skinny, slim, like LJ. He grew up sprouted. Like, I'm like, okay, boy, all right there. Okay there.
He's awesome.
If he was 4 years old, I'd be like, hey. You.
you're
just a little, and he's a little, you know. But
I used to be getting to be buff.
Oh, he's buff.
Yeah, because you got to be able to.
He's big.
He can pick you up now. He's huge.
He can work.
He's great.
He's huge.
He's a great.
He's
kid.
A really
not
sweet
a kid.
Kid.
Not a kid anymore. But he's a great young man.
Yeah, there it is. He's a great young man. Okay, now final. Is this final topic? Well, no, we got two more. We can squeeze in two more before we. Can we squeeze in two more?
We can do two more.
Okay. Well, I don't hear my special effect. I don't. There it is.
And after this, we're gonna go to a song. The next topic is Devon Franklin. Devon Franklin, just the movie that he has, he just cast Jennifer Garner.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What's the name of the movie?
Okay.
I'm impressed. What's the name of the movie? When's it coming out? Who said what when? Why?
I will tell you in a minute.
Oh, so she got to look it up.
I will.
Shout out to Devon Franklin, who's married to Megan Good, but who's also a minister. A lot of people don't realize this. He's a book author. He's a minister. He's an ex-VP at Sony TriStar Columbia Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And besides all those credentials, he's just all around nice guy. His brother is a good dude.
Very, very nice guy. He's preaching, actually, this coming Sunday.
He is at one church? Okay, well, we'll get to where he's preaching at.
Yes, we will, after I find out the name of the movie.
Yeah, because she's moving just a little bit slow.
No, I'm not. The internet is.
I'm moving a little slow.
The internet is
just
in here.
A little slow. Okay, so next week, we're going to do this again. We're going to have some special guests, because we're going to wrap this show up. I know we got a couple more things. So, are we going to have some special guests sit down?
I'm not going to say. I will say later in the week who we're going to have. But
okay.
I'm pretty excited. And Uncommon Gospel Mag is coming, and I'm excited about that cover.
I got to say, Flow Therapy has changed a little bit. It went a little bit more gospel.
Yes.
I think she found her rhythm, y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to find. See, now that would have been a perfect time to get my Rhythm Nation transition. My Rhythm Nation.
Oh, my goodness.
She's like, oh, this is a gospel show. But anyway, I think, you know, now you're going to start to find your legs. It's going to be Uncommon Gossip. We're going to be doing this every week. We're going to get some guests. We're going to sit down and talk.
I enjoy this.
Yeah, we are going to have some nice topics. Some of them are going to be pushing the envelope. But I have to say, this week we did talk about some topics that we pushed a little bit in the envelope. And I'm still a little hot in the collar about the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People. I will be checking back and forth with this story for the rest of the week, because right now this is the hottest story of the day, all day. And social media is, you know, blowing this up. And some of the comments that people are making about what this woman did really makes you think that some people just should sit down and be quiet. But I won't even.
Yeah.
I think the movie's called Miracles.
There you go. See?
Miracles
there you
from
go.
Heaven.
See? I told you she's the bomb.com.
March 18th,
2016.
See, all right.
That girl was fast.
She's fast. Fingers are fast.
And the church he's going to be at.
No, she did. The Sanctuary Church. Oh, see? That's what I'm talking about. See,
9 and 11 a.m. service. Let's give a shout out to Lottie Airplane up there, boy. This girl is executive producing the show on her first day. She just learned the board a little while ago.
She is. She's doing a great job.
She really is. Yeah, got her mom.
We got sound. Go ahead. We are going to listen to another song. We're going to come back before.
We're not going to listen to the whole song because we got to wrap this up.
No, we're going to listen to to a little bit of Isaac Carey in the middle.
Isaac Carey in the middle?
Uh-huh. I love this song. We're
all of us have a spark inside to be me.
You know what?
Thank God
that
for
didn't sound like it. Thank God.
Commercials. You got to inform people.
Well, yes. That's people. That's very true.
That was a commercial.
That's very true. Okay, well, so then in that case, I should have kept that rolling. But we'll queue up for Isaac Carey in just a moment. And you're going to like this song. It's been around for a little while, but it's great. And it's not only Isaac Carey, it is also Gerald Haddon.
Oh, okay.
So here we go.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ice Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
Tears rolling down your face. Your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your urn feels like it's about to shake. And you've taken all that you can take. Just remember where your help comes from. Realize you got somewhere to run. Don't worry about what you're going through. Instead of worrying, here's what you can do. Praise Him anyway. Like you, you cut me, I'll go bleed. I got want just as well as I got need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. And been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand.
We got to get ready to wrap this up because the show is almost over in like 40 seconds. So, what's going? Anything we have? Any things we can talk about next week?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Jamal Finkley who just walked in.
Maybe we can draft him for next week.
We'll get him next week. Black Tree Media.
Okay. Come on, man. Say it. Say it.
Thanks for having me. Hold on. Sorry, I missed the show.
There you go.
I was with me
and my host Desiree was out working the carpets.
Oh, okay. What carpet did you work tonight?
There's a lupus run at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, I heard Common was there. He was honored tonight?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we didn't stay for all that.
Aww. Just came, it was out.
Well, we appreciate y'all stopping by.
Hopefully we can draft him for next week because, you know, we need them. Flow therapy, y'all. Right.
Flow therapy. And we will be here next week, same time.
Same time. Now, everybody, thank you. Thank you to LaTierra Plain for executive producing the show. She
did
a good
great
job.
On her first day.
She did her thing.
Bye and bye, guys.
Okay, we'll see y'all next week. That's Coco. I'm Frank, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for coming.
Doing the best I can with what I've got. Doing the best I can with what I've got. Doing the best I can. I know you don't understand, but I'm doing the best I can with what I've got. Things I do seem so small. Sometimes don't seem like nothing at all.